Hello. Penultimate edition of the award-winning Gutter Show. The transfer window slams shut in a few days' time. And what a journey we've been on through this window. Right at the beginning of the window, we had a prospect of possibly signing a new centre-half. Middle of the window, we had a prospect signing a new centre-half. And at the end of the window, we had a prospect signing a new centre-half. It goes on and on and on. But fortunately, the pain is near its ending. To discuss all of the not buying centre-half issues around the transfer window with me on this penultimate edition of the pre-gutter slamming shop window edition are Tim Smith, Craig Hannon and Ian Ryan. Where to start, boys? I'm just going to say something. I mean, on Sunday afternoon, we were all probably in front of a TV. I'm sure we were all in front of a TV watching the Reds play Man U. Ball comes across. Young Reece Williams doesn't deal with it as we would hope he would deal with it. Understandable. He's inexperienced. He's going to make mistakes. But he makes that mistake. And I think at that moment, I could hear an entire supporter base from across the world groan and then say, we should be buying a centre-half. We should be buying a centre-half. All of us were thinking that. You could hear the groan from space. Anyway, we haven't signed a fucking centre-half and we're not going to sign a centre-half. So what we're going to do for most of this show is discuss the ramifications of what it seems like the inevitable not signing of a centre-half, and then maybe a couple of bits aside from that. So let me start with you, Tim. Let's look forward a bit, and I'm going to ask you a big question. It's hard to see how this is a decision that won't come back to haunt those at the top of LFC, isn't it, at this stage?